This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Physicians treating patients with Alzheimer's are exploring new approaches to caring for people with the disease. Barbara Otten is the Executive Director of Alzheimer's Services of the Capital Area. It is currently organizing a conference on these new approaches to be held the 20th of March in Baton Rouge. Welcome, Ms. Otten.
Thanks for having me.
Who is the most anticipated speaker on the program?
Of course, it's the keynote speaker, Dr. Alan Power. He's going to talk about alternatives in care. He's a geriatrician who really promotes alternative cares, getting away from the drugs and over-medicating them so they're in this comatose state.
He has a book out, correct?
Yes, he does.
If you can tell us a bit about that book, it's his
Changing the Culture
of
Care.
Right, Changing the Culture of Care.
It's that alternative method, getting away from the drugs and over-medicating them as seniors. The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services issued a directive last year to reduce the amount of antipsychotic drug use in nursing homes by 15%.
15%, and do you think that that will go up, that they might say 25% next year?
Definitely. With the cuts coming?
With the cuts? That's what I was thinking.
The drugs are very expensive, and they're not doing what we want them to do. They're over-medication, and so we're slowing the people down. We're slowing the metabolisms down. Instead of engaging them in activities that would help them use their cognition and keep them more active and healthier.
We were talking about pathways earlier. When you talk about pathways, are you talking about people who have not yet had Alzheimer's, or is it also something that can be discussed with a person who has early Alzheimer's?
The medication that is available is best used when it's the early stages of the disease, and that slows the progression of the disease, which in some ways might give you more time to develop different pathways. For those of us who are younger, who have maybe family members who make us feel as though this could be in our future, making those different pathways in our minds now by doing multiple strategy type games, puzzles, Sudokus, brushing your teeth with the other hand, just those things that develop other pathways in your brain so that you have more pathways if the disease does affect you.
So we don't have a cure yet, so you'd best take the advice and find some alternative route to keep it at bay.
Along with healthy diet and exercise. Those are the two primary preventative things you can do.
For everything, really.
For everything.
Well, it's the 20th Annual Education Conference on Alzheimer's Disease, and it has an intriguing title, Thinking Outside the Medicine Bag, Alternative Approaches to Care for People with Alzheimer's. Tell us about the guest who will be discussing this topic.
Well, you've got Sandra Lunte. She is a laughter coach. And this, again, is that alternative method. We've had several workshops previously by local speakers who present on laughter as a therapy for an alternative method, with Alzheimer's especially. There are things that just happen because of the memory loss that are funny, and the release of endorphins when you are able to laugh instead of get frustrated make a world of difference. And so learning how to use laughter as a therapy is a great way to relieve stress, which is another killer.
I didn't understand the one about laughter yoga leader. How do you incorporate laughter and yoga?
You need to come to the conference to find out.
Evidently, I do. And your next guest, Wanda Spurlock, who's certified in gerontological, psychiatric, and mental health nursing, and of course, apparently very well known here in our community, correct?
Recently named one of the 8 Louisianans of the year. Phenomenal woman. We're so lucky to have her in our community. She's going to talk about person-centered approach. And that, again, is the alternative method where we look for those things that will engage the individual and keep them cognitive and keep them involved and engaged in some activities.
Let's go to your website, because I'm assuming that all the presenters will be there the day of the conference, etc. Give that information to us.
Our website is brhope.com, and it's up all the time. All the information is there. You can register for the conference online right from that website.
Thanks so much, Ms. Auten. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole, editor for Conversations in Medicine.